The U.S. Navy is laying out plans for the warming waters above Alaska as shipping and resource development opportunities increase. Climate models predict the Arctic Ocean will be ice-free in summer in less than 3 decades. Commander Tim Gallaudet works in the Office of Oceanography for the Navy, and he just finished a collaborative workshop on Arctic issues in Anchorage. Gallaudet says he's in Alaska to represent the Navy's interests in the Arctic. He says the Navy launched a climate change task force a few months ago.
This task force climate change, as we're calling it, is an element of the Navy headquarters, the Chief of Naval Operations Staff. And the purpose of this task force is to develop a roadmap first for the Arctic, Navy action for the Arctic, to guide our policy and strategy and potential future investments. And then secondly, we'll look into global climate change at large. Now, because the effects in the Arctic and globally we still have a hard time understanding them fully. There's much uncertainty in the predictions and in the observations of what we're seeing. We view investing in research as one of our first and foremost tasks, as well as investments to adapt to the decreasing ice in the Arctic. For example, on our weapon systems or platforms or communications and our installations and facilities. You know, we've had some facilities in the past in Alaska, for example, our base at ADAC, which we do not occupy anymore, but we'll look at the effect of this climate change on installations and determine whether or not, based on threat as well as the environment, whether we need to reinvest in those or not.
Has the task force had enough time to sort of lay out the challenges and the work that they're seeing for the Navy in the coming decades? Have you had enough time to do that yet?
Generally, we have. And to be honest with you, the operating environment in the Arctic is challenging. It's a very harsh environment. And although that you are led to believe from news reports that say that the Arctic is opening, might cause one to conclude that it's not going to be smooth sailing throughout and like the waters off Southern California. And that's not the case, as you know. In fact, the term open is a World Meteorological Organization term. And what that means is it means that there is less than 1/10 of the sea covered by ice. Well, that's still a lot of ice in the sea. And if you don't have an icebreaker in that region, your ships are going to have a hard time sailing and be put at great risk. So things we envision doing are partnering in research and observation and prediction of the environment there, as well as surveying efforts, mapping the bathymetry for improved navigation charts and safety of navigation, as well as cooperative efforts such as search and rescue exercises or actual events. And potentially what I think will be very significant because of the nature of the pristine environment in the region will be supporting oil spill response. Now, that's a U.S. Coast Guard mission. So DOD has may have a supporting role when called. And so we may look at increasing our ability to support things like that in the future.
There has been some dispute between Canada, the U.S., and Russia over Arctic borders and resource claims. What's the level of concern within the Navy over these competing claims, and what will the Navy's role be in this?
Well, the Navy is not very concerned about those disputes. In fact, they're pretty much State Department issues, and our role is national security, and we know that we have very strong relationships with all the Arctic nations, Canada, Russia, Norway, and so we're not very concerned with those at all. In fact, and I think the nature of those disputes, if any of those few that there are generally friendly. And so they really have no bearing at present on the Navy and our relationships with those countries' militaries.
Commander Tim Gallaudet works in the Navy's Oceanography Office and is part of the newly formed Task Force on Climate Change. He says the task force plan will be released in September. A longer version of the interview is on our website, aprn.org.